Hello, Rick, how are you?
Very well indeed. And for some families, it's when the grandparents leave.
Is it?
With my grandchildren, I think. Grandpa grumpy, time he went.
I was just explaining the confession to Rick, and if anyone follows Rick on Twitter, he'll know that Brussels sprouts and things like that is something that he regularly tweets about. So we're going to steer away from that, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely correct.
Have you had a good year, Rick?
I've had a fantastic year. It's been a lot of fun, incredibly busy with sort of the Sanderson, Rabin, Wakeman stuff, plus the solo piano shows, and plus the various events I get involved in with Animals Asia and my moon bears and the like, which is fantastic. It's been a real mixture. It's been wonderful.
So you're not slowing down at all, then?
Well, I keep saying I will, but it doesn't look like it for another year. I think, genuinely, when I'm 70, which is a year and a half's time, May the 18th, if you want to send me a card, in 2019, I am going to definitely slow it down.
We don't want you to slow down. We want you to be healthy, but we don't want you to slow down.
Yeah, well, that's it. I want to get myself really healthy, and I love playing, and I'll always play. I can't ever see myself not playing or not doing music.
How's the Elton John piano sounding?
It's sounding as good as ever. I mean, it's really good. It's a great Yamaha piano. I used to have one.
Give us a Christmas chord. Is there a Christmas chord or
a
chord sequence that you think would...
Well, a lot of Christmas chords, it's the chiming of bells, I suppose, does it a lot... Which is sort of, people think of that as
there you go.
Christmas.
Yeah, that's very good. So we ask people to send in their suggestions, what they'd like to hear you to play. And then we pass them on to you, and then we've got a little bit of a short list. So why don't we just work our way through this and see what happens. So this, I think, was chosen by the most number of people. So Ray Harvey, Linda Cowie, Sandra Oxley, Claire Hampson, Sue Mormon, John Willits from our Facebook page, among many others. And Floyd Waters says, I've been fortunate enough to see Rick twice this year. Sadly, couldn't make it to the Keith Emerson concert, but I believe in Father Christmas would be a fitting tribute to the wonderful Greg Lake, who we unfortunately lost 7th of December last year. Please, Rick, this would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked this, especially because, you know, he nicked Prokofiev's Troika for the end, which I really, really love. So.
Did you not credit it?
No. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
But here we go.
All right. Sound of eight hands clapping. But in this respect, we are representing the country, Rick.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you, sir.
So, that's, in a way, that's a perfect tune for you, because it's a combination of a pop song with classical music, which is something that you've always done anyway.
Yeah, it's something that I was very lucky when I was at the old RCM, Royal College. I had a professor, sadly no longer with us, called Professor Philip Cannon, who used to teach me orchestration. And he used to give me exercise of taking the music of a composer and then doing variations on it of your own to create your own style, or doing it in somebody else's style. And so I've got a lot to thank him for the way that I sort of get hold of tunes and play them. And it's not contrived, it's just the way that I play, if you know what I mean.
So here's another suggestion. Hans Ermers, St. Elmo Boyce, Andrew Clayton, and this email from Karen McLeod in Aberdeen. Simon, I wondered if you could ask Rick to play O Holy Night, as I think if Rick were to play it, it would sound even more magical. Thank you very much and happy Christmas. P.S. Could you possibly ask Rick? I think last year on your show, Rick said that he'd be releasing a Christmas album. Any plans for that? Is it happening next year? What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, I'm going to do a piano Christmas piano portraits for next year. To be brutally honest with you, there just wasn't time this year. It really has been sort of hectic and non-stop, and I don't like rushing things. I like, you know, there's, at my age, there's no point in rushing. Just take your time and make sure it's done properly. So we're going to do a piano portraits for next Christmas.
Okay. So a Holy Night, what do you make of this piece of music?
Okay,
here we go.
And your little Christmassy bit at the end. I thought I'd throw those little Christmassy. Oh God, I did it now.
that was a personal highlight. Hey Rick, I had a bit of a revelation today because I went to see the new Star Wars film for the second time.
Yeah.
And enjoyed it enormously. And it occurred to me halfway through that Mark Hamill, who plays Luke Skywalker, looks just like you. And there's a certain there is a certain kind of Jedi feel to the way you look, I'm thinking. And also, you both wear capes.
That's very true, actually.
Although you wore a cape first.
I did wear a cape before him, so maybe I was a Jedi before he was. God, I must tell my grandchildren that you think I'm a Jedi.
I just think you look a little bit like Mark Hamill. But just briefly, 1977, so Star Wars comes out. Where are you?
I was in Chicago with Yes. And there was a big thing in America that no cinema, that all the cinemas had to show it simultaneously for the very first time. And a guy came to the concert in Chicago, who was the manager of a huge cinema in Chicago. And he was a massive Yes fan. And afterwards, he took us back to the cinema, opened it up, got us all in there, and we sat down the night before the general release and watched Star Wars, just the band and the crew in a line. And we were just blown away. I mean, it was so far ahead of its time.
Wow.
So I didn't recognise myself at the time.
Did you not? Well, no. You know, I'm not sure whether that would have worked in 77, but certainly in 2017. So next suggestion here for an all-requester here. An email from Nick. He's on his own here, but he says, be good to hear Rick playing a Rootin' Tootin' Santa Claus. Tennessee Ernie Ford did a version of this, and so did Pee Wee King. But what would Rick make of it? So what does Rick make of it?
Well, Rick was bewildered by it, really. I mean, I I sort of looked it up on YouTube, and it's and I realised why I'd never heard of it before. It's interesting. It's a fun little thing. But the trouble is, and I'll probably end up doing it now, is when you get sort of halfway through, you tend to want to go into Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, why don't you do that?
Yeah, it'll probably happen.
Okay, so this is a route to Santa Claus, unknown to everybody in the world, apart from Nick and Pee Wee King and Tennessee on the floor. Since Santa Claus, Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. And you'll probably never, ever hear it again.
Never, ever heard that. It's singular play. Now, from our Facebook page, Susie Curtis, Patricia Van Oz, Gillian Chapman, Susan Fletcher, an email from Billy in Anglesey, and Ian as well. And here's Val Lowe on the email. Simon, I would love to hear In the Bleak Midwinter, the Holst arrangement. It's a beautiful carol. It reminds me of my dad who passed a few years ago at this time. Happy Christmas. I think In the Bleak Midwinter is one of the great tunes, isn't it?
It is, and it's very adaptable. You can do so many different versions of it. The Holst version, I mean, I do know it. I mean, strangely enough, it's a bit jazzy for me. I mean, it's got a lot of... So I tend, when I hear that, to wait for the elevator to stop, to get out. So I do apologise. It is a great version, but it sounds better when it's orchestrated than it does on the piano. But you can do a sort of a wakey version of it, which sort of works.
That's beautiful, and I thought, I thought you weren't going to play it there for a minute, but then you pulled it out of the bag there, Rick. I thought that was beautiful. It's an All Request Christmas from Radio 2. Bob Smith on this email in Bath. Could you ask Rick to play my favourite carol, which is Ding Dong Merrily on High, or alternatively, the traditional In Dulce Jubilo, please? So we've marked this as Ding Dong / In Dulce Jubilo, so does that mean you're going to combine the...
I can't...
Or you either or...
Oh, let's have a little look, see what I can do here. The thing about In Dulce Jubilo, it's been done in so many different versions and so many different ways. And to make it actually go into Ding Dong Merrily, it doesn't naturally flow.
Rick, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, in that case, it'll work.
It's you know, it's Christmas when Rick is here at the piano just working his way through a fine catalogue of Christmas songs as chosen by you, and we're out of time again, but let's I just want to squeeze this one in because an email from Martin, who's I imagine been following your work for a while, Rick, because he wants you to blend or meld, he says, A Glimpse of Heaven, which is an old Straubs track from a few decades back, with Once in Royal David City. So again, never heard before. I don't even know if that is physically possible, but
they're in different keys, but it doesn't matter.
You'd like me to cough, and if you point at me, I'll cough, and then you
If I start coughing, you'll know I haven't got a clue what's going on. I'll have a quick go for you. Right.
Heaven by the Straubs, Once in Royal David City. Rick, fantastic as ever. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, thank
Christmas
you very much.
Actually started, I think.
Yeah, I was saying, Christmas wouldn't be the same without coming here and doing this, really. I look forward to every year. And you were late asking me this year, and I thought, I'm not going to get invited.
You're invited every year.
Bless you. Thank you.
Rick, thank you very much indeed.